Hello, audience. My name is Isaac Gutierrez, and we continue with yet another week of my bounty hunters called the Inner Demons Bounty Hunting Service. Go deeper within the swampy terrain, searching for a very dangerous blighter by the name of Brix Longston and his merry crew of pyromaniacs. But for now, a quick recap. Previously on Bardic Logs. Sap in his luck.
Man, I can't prove nothing to court of law.
You got a warrant. Yeah.
You can't prove shit. I'm not stealing your luck. And it's dug in very deep. With that, Corvus, as you are trying to pull on it with your wand, you do cut your finger on it. And you accidentally start to feel some shadow wrap around your hand. And you see around the cut, your hand goes invisible.
I want that.
Amleth, you're tugging tree from tree. If you're looked at from the wrong angle, you would be seen, but in general, you are hidden. Corvus and Rocco are tripping over each other and keep bumping into each other. And at one point, Corvus. Yeah, exactly. You go, get the fuck out of the way! A little too loud. But, alright, Rocco, grab the shaft of this dagger. Trust me, it's just a dagger. And stuff like that. And the wizard's like, ha! You can go fuck yourself! Your goddamn goblin was trying to steal from my bag, and I do not regret lighting him on fire. Fuck you and fuck your party. Now, back to our rambunctious rabble rousers. Enjoy. Alright, you guys go around the party. Corvus, Birch, waves to you. Would you like to have that talk about Vikram? I know Amleth is here, but he's way up there. I don't know if you'll hear us.
Oh, here are you guys.
Then echo, sure you will.
Alright, I'll be right back.
You're all good.
Pat, you can't heal me now that you're gone.
So, I'm curious. Might I know, why is it that you're interested in the vampiric swords?
We'll look conflict before a bit, like a couple minutes before. Tony told Wolf's End, same, because I'm one of them. I'm a vampire.
Oh, I thought you smelled different than a normal human. I couldn't put my hand on it.
This is going to bust past that.
Humans smell. They rot. They stink up the forest. He gives that kind of hoo-wee, kind of wave over his nose. Kind of you had a very faint smell, a lot fainter. I thought maybe you just cleaned yourself more.
Well, I do clean myself often. But yeah, that's probably because, I'm technically undead.
Makes sense. Not as strong as a smell to normal human.
The reason I was asking about that vampire you killed was about 5-6 years ago. I was in a human, a regular human. Until one night, a vampire attacked me and my fiance. I do not know what happened to her. I was knocked out, and the next thing I remember, I was waking up in a jail cell being accused of a murder. I was found. Blood around me, that was my blood around me. But my fiance gone. No body, nothing.
Oh, that's unfortunate. He raises his hand and grows a few swamp fruits. It's kind of like a bit of a mix of an apple and a mango kind of look. Please, for your troubles.
Corvus just takes one and puts it away for later.
Yes, I'm very sorry to hear that. I have heard certainly many different clans of vampires, and I've definitely heard of dampiers. You're a little bit more familiar with the Underdark than you're giving on.
Then I had a lot more than a couple of contracts with in the Underdark and Vikram.
I see. He asks very legitimately, does that happen to be where the incident occurred, or was this above ground?
It was above ground near my old village.
Oh, I see. Then they must not have been the ferals of... No. He thinks, did you happen to see any faces or descriptory symbols or insignias?
I did put that down my backstory so I didn't say no. It was too dark.
That's unfortunate. How about this? I like you, Corvus. You seem like a good man, and one in a very unfortunate situation. If I happen in my travels to maybe find or get any information, I'll send you a route and let you know.
Thank you.
What is your wife's name or fiance's?
Give me one quick second.
You're good. I could, of course, ask and send a route to certain people and gather info. Maybe someone's heard of it.
My fiance's name was Alexis Stevens.
Alexis, is she... really quickly, give me a refresher for like her physical description. Are you able to do that, Corvish?
Corvish, yeah.
His laptop just shut down.
Oh, shit. Oh, no!
Wow. That sucks.
Way to avoid the question about his wife. I would say, like, you definitely can't really hear Corvus, because Corvus definitely just like whispering. And you maybe hear bits and pieces. But you definitely hear Birch being like, oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. And it's definitely hard while on top of his head not to kind of hear Birch's side of the story. So you can't really hear Corvus. You can definitely hear Birch apologetically or even very sadly discussing something with Corvus.
I'm just gonna pout. I'm not gonna give a shit what's going on. I'm just gonna pout.
Gotcha. That was hilarious timing.
They were just talking about how I can only hear the tree, but I can't hear you. I just basically said, I don't really care what's happening. I'm just pouting at this point.
Yeah, so Corvus, are you able to give a refresher on what your fiance looks like?
I would actually put that down, but I'd probably say Corvus is 6 foot, so I'd say she's about 5'8" with a dark blonde hair and green eyes.
Interesting. Stevens. That rings a bell. Not every vampire, as I'm sure you know, is aggressive or has to be put down, as Vikram has their council, and various other lords or merchants are vampires and hide their immortality or conditions from the world. And there's a baron up north near the capital that, I don't know, I think his wife sounds very familiar to what you're saying, or at least he said his wife. She didn't say a single word.
Where was this? Sorry, I can't really hear.
You're good. Up towards the north, near the capital, Elfner's Rise. I remember, I may have seen someone fitting your fiance's description. She didn't say a word, but the vampire claimed she was his wife.
How interesting. Corvus says, nailing his eyes.
Birch shakes his head, like, nods. Amleth, a minor earthquake happens. With that, Birch goes, sorry. He brings Amleth down and puts you guys, him next to you. Corvus, I think, while our conversation will be ending, I will help you as much as I can. And Amleth, sorry again, but for your safety, at least you're alive.
Yeah, fuck you too.
Thank you, folks.
Of course, and if you need any further assistance, please do not hesitate. You have a friend in me.
Oh, this is something I won't hesitate to do, for sure.
You have died against that dragonborn. That bitch sold me a walker.
Oh yeah, who doesn't love the feat dragon ancestry, bro? Oh my goodness. Alright, so
I literally have a dragon slayer sword. I could easily fucking build one for me, honestly. You know, but hey, you know, it's not like a matter.
Nails on Rocco's shoulder goes, "Dragon maid, not slayer." like kind of like puts his tongue out towards you.
I just look at him. And I just don't say anything. I just give him a look.
Yeah, Rocco, you definitely look, you're able to very much get to sense that while Nails is What a wonderfully funny character. He might be pushing his luck, and he may no longer sit on your shoulder one day. But with
sitting on a fucking stake.
With that, you guys finally get between a large swath, a path, and you guys find a massive tree. Birch sets up his tent in front of the tree, and you see he immediately raises his hand, and small little gardens of, like, swamp fruit and stuff start coming out. He waves his hands, and trees nearby, where these towers are on the map, they're actually made of the trees. They're not actual, like, wooden towers built. He weaves the trees into actually be like little walls and have the branches become ladders to get up and look around. He instructs the guards to the other guards, including the elf, to stand watch in the towers. He gestures to some of the workers that he has to go set up everyone's tents and to get the mess hall ready and get all the campfires and set up the horses. And within hours, it starts to all kind of wind down and you guys start getting set up. In a distance, you guys can see the town. It's a pretty decent-sized town of Rawlsway. It's pretty fucking big. It's not massive, but for what's supposed to be a medium-sized town, it's on the larger side of medium. And you can't really see it too well, but while you're passing through, you could see a little bits and pieces of the rope bridges of the suspended village of Ungerwood nearby. With that, Birch turns to you guys. Well, here we are. Welcome to the Choltian Swamps. They're full of grung, horrible plants, and things that want to eat you. Anyways, I'll be fine, but you must be on your best, not necessarily best behavior, but be on your guard. Besides that, I propose an idea. Tonight, let us sleep, let us rest. This is our not even our first day. Our first day starts tomorrow. If you guys are interested, I think I could go to Rawlsway and investigate and ask some people some questions. I heard while I was investigating this contract that Rawlsway is run by a druid. I believe his name is Miss Mabel. She runs the druid and not the druid, she runs the town after taking it over and trying to make the logging camps more sustainable, so the forest wouldn't be taken away. As he kind of gestures and knocks on his now instead birch now willow tree wood exterior, I think I might have a bit of leeway in getting some answers from her. If you guys would like, tomorrow, if you could, go over to Ungerwoods, the large outpost. I know not as much about that. I know that it has services for navigating the swamp. Maybe you could either get a map, maybe a guide, or at least some info. If not, maybe something else is there. How does that sound?
Sure, why not?
All right, any objections to me going to Rawlsway, anyone would like to join me? I don't want to, he looks very sincere when he says this. I don't want to make this, even though Salazar put me in charge, I don't want to make it look like, I'm the only one who gets to have the say. You go, experienced bounty hunters. I would like your opinion on this.
We could probably split the party up, half and half, bump them around.
Ah. So who would be joining me?
Yeah, I'm definitely not.
Turns to Rocco and Corvus. Either of you two?
I'll go to Rawlsway. I'm curious of Hippies.
All right. In that case, Corvus and Amleth, you two will investigate the outpost on the edge of the swamp and possibly get a guide or whatever. You two are very... have a way with words. I assume you should be able to handle that. And Corvus... and Rocco, you and I shall... Well, let's just say I'll be happy to have some of your magic insights as well.
I live!
Woohoo! Hey. I lived, bitch! Alright, and with that, I'm gonna end this week's session. I know it's a little short, my apologies, I'm just a little tired.
All good.
Honestly, man, I am doing my best, but I've been just a tiny bit spacey today. I don't know what's up with me.
You're good, man. You're still making your contribution, and I hope, at the very least, it's been fun, or at least funny.
I have
fun. Yeah, no, that was great.
I enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking hungry, not gonna lie, so I'm gonna go.
And if you like that video and like to see more content, please drop a like and subscribe to Wolfer28, or give us a follow and a rating on both Spotify and iTunes as Bardic Logs. Thank you very much, and we hope to see you next time.